Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Sans Pants Radio. It's all in the wrist.
Welcome to Chapter 4 of Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&Ds for Nerds adventure. Previously...
And then an orc running past carrying weapons slams into you, ruining your illusion. The wooden gnomish contraption collapses, sending something flying towards the orcish camp. A large Wright Brothers-esque but big contraption.
Are the orcs rallying to protect any particular point, or are the gnomes rallying to go to a particular point? If Adam's happy, I've learned that I shouldn't be.
Okay, I got two pieces of bad news. One is pretty bad, one's just the worst. The dragon steps over you and crushes the blacksmithy. None of you know what dwarves are doing here.
I don't even know where the dwarves can fucking come from.
Talk to my fists and say the word apius, which is Latin for bee. Oh, that's painful, but I'm really excited. Let's fucking do this.
You feel the cut on your belly, and then you feel like a great weight lifting from you.
Oh,
you look down to see your guts lying on the floor. Greg Pierce. You've been grievously wounded while the fight rages around you.
I'm an idiot. Should have cast Mirror Image, made another one of me, and at least I got a 50-50 chance of not getting hit.
There you go. That's
what you should have done.
Damn, I'm stupid.
You are stupid. This is why we're in this mess. Because you're an idiot.
None of this was me.
Your maximum hit points are now 42.
Okay.
And your current hit points are now 17.
Right. Fair enough.
All right, then.
Well, does this mean I'm like, since Periwinkle is punching from the front, I can maybe attack from behind? And like
you...
maybe...
clear some of the doors out before I get there?
Before he gets there and like, hey, that's pretty good. You got another round.
You can certainly try.
Oh, jeez.
You're not with the rest of the group and kind of being assaulted from all directions.
Mm-hmm.
None of the dwarves were expecting...
This was a dumb idea. We should have gone to one of the other buildings.
We could have just waited. I was thinking we could just go home, come here tomorrow when none of this is happening.
Yeah.
That's fine. We'll be fine.
What the fuck's the dragon doing? It's still coming behind us, isn't it?
Yeah, 7 rounds.
That's right. We're ahead of it.
Yeah, we're doing all right. We're all right. We're fine. We're doing good. We'll come out of this on top.
At the moment, we're 1 round ahead of it getting to where we're going to be because I killed 9 people in 3 turns.
Fuck, you're good.
So we'll jump back to... Oh, wait, no. I guess you... So, Leo, you... Because you didn't really have a turn. You can get up and, like, look around you. The dwarves, some of them are trying to take swipes at you just because they're... Either they maybe don't trust a halfling, they're not expecting a halfling. They just... They know you're not one of them.
I was like, what? Guys, gee whiz.
You're cutting through them right now.
I'm not.
You were going.
I thought it was, like, either block of wood...
Actually, you would... You were asking me if you could.
I was wondering if that's how the game mechanic worked.
Fight. Actually, it's probably the best idea is to fight your way back to them. I'd say if you can kill one dwarf, you're back with them.
I'm like, why, jerk?
Stab.
Highs or lows?
Highs.
Highs? All right. Yep, the dwarf you're attacking just didn't see you land behind him, so I'm going to say you get your sneak attack against him.
Woo!
Oh, you have 2 daggers.
Mm-hmm.
You're dual wielding, obviously. One of them has an ability that's always on. I think it's thundering. Yeah.
Yep.
So one of your daggers, named Thunder, always has electricity damage that it deals as well.
Fuck yeah, that's rad.
That's mad.
Your other dagger, named Venom, has a special ability that you can only use once a day, where when you hit someone with Venom, they are like poisoned as the spell, which is a bit more effective than actual just poison.
Gotcha. No, I'm not going to poison this one.
Yeah.
Like,
you can only do it once a day, just saying.
Yeah, we'll do that. Maybe if I am alive when we get the big orcs.
Yep.
Sounds good.
I don't even know how we're going to really get the weapon out of the tent, to be honest.
Push it the other side of the tent?
Yeah, push it out the other side. Just break the leather.
Cut the leather, grease the floor, push it out. Hopefully it gets it lands to a boat, I assume. Or at least we'll just move it to a boat.
Even if it lands in the ocean.
Swim after it.
Get it.
Dragons can't swim.
Dragons
can't. Wait.
No, who can?
No, they can't go in water because they breathe fire, obviously.
There we go. Makes sense to me.
Right. Yeah.
Sold.
It's not called Dungeons, Dragons, and Oceans.
Jesus. Come on, dang. Guys.
You deal 30 points of damage to the unaware dwarf.
Fucking good.
Killing him. You eviscerate him. From behind, You keep cutting until you, like, cut through, like, you're just tearing parts
stupid
out of his
dwarf
back.
Stupid dwarf attack me,
until
piece
you
shit.
Reach the skin of his belt.
Jesus.
The dwarf collapses and you're with your mates.
Oh, hey.
Do I even realize that he wasn't there?
Probably not.
Nah, cool.
Punching as Leo climbs out the stomach of the dwarf.
Does that mean I have one less dwarf to punch, too?
Yes.
Great.
Shit, yes.
Actually, yes, that's right. You only take 4 points of damage this time.
Hey.
Doing
helping.
Good.
Oh, God. Sorry.
And I've taken out two more.
Yeah, we're getting it. All right.
So, was that the first layer of dwarfs?
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
Yes. All right. So you got
first layer of dwarf.
I'm basically leaving them stingers out or bringing them back out every time I punch.
Apius, 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 Apius.
You get to the next round of dwarfs.
I really look forward to being able to heal my outside guts.
Highs or lows?
One of you. Yeah, one of you. Just,
anyone.
I don't want to take it. This. I'm scared to.
See, I feel like I want to go lows.
Go lows.
I also wanted to feel like I want to go lows.
Yeah, me
but
too.
I don't know.
We're all going lows. All right,
cool. So,
Greg Piss,
you
dead?
Begin fighting your way through. You are able. Oh, Greg Piss, would you like to do something about your bleeding?
Yeah, I cure moderate wounds just to sort me out. I'll all deal right, with
the
con
stop
damage.
The bleeding, yeah.
And the bleeding out and all that.
That's
and I'll deal
right.
with the rest when I get a chance. Whatever. I'm not, I'm squishy anyway.
So, Greg Pierce, you recover.
But?
But unfortunately...
16 hit points.
Okay, that's
and
decent.
You stop the bleed damage.
Oh, good.
Hey.
Do my guts go back in, or do I grow new guts?
Your guts go back in. You need a separate
really
spell
gross.
To regenerate new guts. If your guts had been cut out of you, you couldn't heal them back.
Jesus Christ.
So your skin would heal, you'd stop bleeding, but you wouldn't be able to eat or digest food.
Yeah.
You'd slowly start.
I'd get so thin. It would beautiful.
Okay. What was I? Oh yeah, and Periwinkle, you take 11 points of damage, but you're down another round.
Beautiful. Bang! How close to 40 am I?
40.
Yeah.
You're on 19.
Heal him.
Cool.
So to maybe help some of that like the 11 points or whatever, can I also be attacking my dwarf in front of me just before he?
Well, we could do this with the next round, but you don't get sneak attacks because. People are kind of aware of you in the fight.
So we've got one more round of dwarves to go?
Yes.
Yep.
This will be the last round of dwarves.
Oh, it'll be your next turn, don't worry.
All right.
That'll be my last cure moderate. But that's fine.
It's cure minor. Or
cure light.
Yeah.
It's fine. It's good.
Bang.
You take 6 more points of damage, but you're through another wave.
Ah!
We're at the bloody grizzly box now.
I'm just like,
yep.
Breathing heavily.
Covered in gore and blood.
These
I like to
think
like every level he is like is shrinking because he's losing bone mass.
Now they replenish and that's the pain.
I imagine your arms purple with like veins sticking out. Ugh, it's grody, but it's getting the job done.
These orcs look like they're some sort of honor guard or just the personal force of the chieftain, perhaps. You guys all maybe know a little bit more, some of you more than others,
mm-hmm.
know a little bit about orcish tribes and how they structure themselves.
Mm-hmm.
There's a chieftain, who's the technical leader,
mm-hmm.
and then there's a shaman, who's like the spiritual leader. And while the chieftain makes pretty much all of the decisions, a lot of big decisions need the shaman's approval, or at least need the, quotation marks, god's approval.
Yeah,
yeah
the shaman
yeah.
throws some bones up and is like, the gods approve.
That makes sense.
Because cool. if the bones don't land correctly, the chieftain will kill the shaman and pick a new one.
You got to make those bones
It's actually
land
a
right.
very tenuous relationship where either can kind of kill the other and take their place. But everyone knows, like it's on purpose because orc tribes are supposed to be all about strength.
Yeah.
If you can't defend yourself, you don't deserve to be chieftain or shaman.
Man. Being an orc is scary.
It's fun too.
Yeah, well,
and I'm only half.
Your knock knock has words with you.
Now, knock knock could be proud of me.
Yeah, I think knock knock could be proud.
She left the tribe for love, I assume.
Yeah, she did.
Aww. All
right.
It's the fact that I'm killing them orcs, she'd be like, "Good boy."
Yeah. Get they were too weak to live anyway.
We're foul. Yuck.
All right, strong orc time.
All right, here we go.
So now I need to actually roll damage because it might matter.
Yeah.
So,
oh yeah.
You still do a lot of damage.
Yeah. Are you going to heal me soon?
Yes, that's the plan on my next round or turn.
Okay.
Put my hand.
Are you going to heal him?
Yeah, well, he's the one doing all the damage. If he dies, I'm killed.
We're fucked.
Yeah. Both, I think, hit
see,
me
part
and
of me, part of me is like, at this point, this
we're not that
am I too fatigued to keep going with the stingers, and do I just go into like a bloodlust rage and start power hitting the shit out of people?
I feel like you gotta, the more stinging you get, you lost 4 hit points, you're only on 16.
I reckon, think I'm only on like 13.
Yeah, yeah, I can get rid of them stingers now.
Yeah, I want to get rid of this, not using the stingers, unless you've just rolled for me using the stingers.
Adam, why that face?
I have. Sure. I've got bad news.
Yep.
And I've got some really fucking shit news.
I'm dead.
Yeah.
Now, you have 13 hit points, and you took 12 damage from this round. So you're on 1 hit point.
That's the bad news. Yes. Really? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Really someone shouldn't have
used
a stinger.
Oh, wait, no. I've got some bad news, I've got some worse news, and I've got some fucking awful news. Oh. So that was the bad news.
Yep.
The worst news is that you actually didn't kill all three. There's still one standing, the one in front of Greg Pierce.
Right.
And third off,
right,
you missed because you got a critical failure.
Oh, no. You're getting too fatigued, man.
I'm too tired. I should have put the stingers away and just gone into a
you
blood
are.
Rust punch.
You're getting too fatigued. The your cutter, by the way, this one's called. Oh gosh.
Adam looks gleeful.
He's looking up stuff.
Oh boy. Periwinkle, this might be your last stand, Sonny Jim.
Oh boy.
Oh dear.
Sorry.
I have made a tiny, huge mistake.
You have worn out the magic of your gauntlets. You've done it so much, they're not used to this. It's like exercising a muscle.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
Like the muscle is now spasming, cramping from having to like take all this mass.
Yeah, yeah.
And now they just won't stop taking from your muscles.
So I can't go back.
No, you can still stop, but they are still draining base from your muscles to rebuild themselves, themselves. And because of that, every round, you are going to lose 1 point of strength until someone makes a successful heal check, DC 15. Now, I've looked at it. None of you have ranks in heal. The best wisdom that any of you have, which is the skill that dictates it, is 1+1. Because all of you have wisdom 12.
Yes.
Right.
You need to roll 14 or higher.
Right.
And every time you don't,
you lose high strength, which is basically my
thing.
My
your whole
thing.
Deal.
Mm.
So your strength is now 17.
Okay.
But if I take the gauntlets off, I've got no weapons because I didn't. Oh, I've got the fucking sword.
There we go.
Now, options are you can focus on stopping the strength bleed, or you could focus on just keep pushing forward until you get to the 10. You might, if you just ignore it all, you can let them two try to just like heal the strength bleed. And instead of rolling 3 times a turn, just roll 2 times a turn.
Yep.
And just like keep pushing forward. Prioritize that. And then just minimize the amount of time you're taking strength bleed. Or you can stop and just try to fix it now. It's up to you guys.
How strong am I? What's my health going?
Your health is 1. So actually, he's going to need to spend this first round.
Yep, that's what I'll do.
Me.
Yeah.
You cool. Heal me. I'll try.
So
and do
we'll
a thingy.
Start with you, Greg Pierce. How many?
Cure moderate.
Cure moderate?
Yep, that's my last second level spell.
Cool. Oh, boy.
You recover.
It's almost going to be like you're
16
gonna
hit
cure.
Points. You're on 17.
You're going to be cure.
All right, that's better.
Yeah. So it's up to me to cure his strength.
Yep.
Good luck.
Now, Leo Shadow, you roll to.
Oh, but I put the stingers away.
Probably for the best.
Strength bleed's still happening. Leo Shadow is just desperately trying to, like, fix you from behind, but at first he's like, bandages? And that's not what
my injuries are internal and many. Bandages will do not help me.
Do you want to just keep punching, yeah?
I kind of have to, don't I?
You're the only one. Is he better with the sword or with his punches?
Sorry?
My punches.
He's better with his punches than anything else.
Punch away.
I've got a billy club too. And a bow.
Oh, billy club. That's mad.
Can I billy club one hand, scimitar other hand?
You get penalties. Massive penalties. But you can.
I'm not going to do that.
You're
sounds dangerous.
Much better with your fists.
I'm just going to keep punching.
We had the conversation yesterday.
Can I take the gauntlets off?
You can, but their effect will still be working on you. They'll be added
basically
distance.
My hands are cursed.
Yeah.
You got cursed hands. Oh, man, we thought it was like a bee magic. It's a bee curse.
It's a bee curse. Oh. Well, being a bee is a curse.
Bees struggle.
Now I'm you truly understand why the bee dies.
Well, at this point, I'm in a shitload of pain. This thing's draining my muscles. I'm angry, Adam. I'm very angry. And you're not going to be my friends when I'm angry. So I'm going to start just bit of a bloodlust. Punching.
Do you want to go like the still using the gauntlets to draw all of your energy out? Or like, do you still want to be taking the damage? You don't have to be. The gauntlets, like I said, will be drawing on your muscles regardless, just to rebuild themselves.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can also still make those stingers if you want.
I'm only on 17, though, and you've used all your healing.
I've got more healing, but it's just not as good anymore.
It's not as good. I'm not going to put the stingers. Hey, question.
Yeah?
If I put the stingers out, went into my power striking mode, and just started punching, how many orcs could I kill successfully at max?
At max?
Yeah.
Like, everyone around you? Just like in the immediate vicinity.
So I could kill all of the orcs we had to get past?
No, because there are orcs beyond. Like further along?
Yeah. I don't think it's worth it.
Yeah,
I don't think it's worth it.
We've just got one orc and he's probably damaged.
Yeah, he is just one orc. So I'm just going to...
You can instead use your power attack stuff. So you go into that fugue
state. Yeah, I'm going to go into a fugue state and just start wailing on bitches.
All right. You can do it up to six. So like levels. Six is the highest, one is the lowest.
And the higher it is, the less accurate I am.
Yes. The higher it is, the more the effects are.
I'm pretty angry, Adam.
Six it is.
There we go.
It's O'Rourkin time.
You make no progress this
oh,
round.
God damn it.
You missed entirely.
Fuck. You're just wildly flailing.
Mm. Do I hit either of these guys?
Hey, yeah, well, no.
I mean, no. No.
You don't hit either.
Give him ideas.
Good.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. That's that turn. So, the support team, what would the support team like to do?
So, I can't charm person in a fight, can I?
No.
What does confusion do?
Confusion, it...
makes you confused.
What?
Why are we fighting, guys?
Why do I even have this spell?
Dang,
what? Excuse me?
What?
What? What's happening?
That could grease the floor in front of us.
Sorry,
everyone that
falls
would
down.
Be
yep.
bad for
a
all
A confused
of us.
Person has percentile chances to do different things. So a 10% chance that they'll attack whoever cast the spell.
Damn.
There's a 10% chance they'll act normally.
Damn.
There's a 30% chance they'll do nothing but babble.
That's all right.
Okay.
There's a 20% chance they'll flee away from the caster
That's
at top
pretty
speed.
Good.
Yeah.
And there's a 30% chance they'll just attack the nearest thing to them.
That's... Are we the nearest thing to them?
I'm the nearest thing to him.
There'll be a bunch of people standing around them. I'll roll.
That's
so,
right.
like, right. nearest thing to them, and then I roll, like, a 1 in 8 chance that it's
going to 20% chance of blech, but 80% chance of something good.
Yeah, I'll slide underneath old Perry's legs and be like, confusion on the orc.
Blah!
It's this music.
Mm.
Brong! Power slide while I do it.
Good thing I gave you your loot back.
Yeah. I think I can summon instruments, but it's like a garbage instrument. Yeah, I think so. It's like a summons bad flute.
Does it have to be any like flute, like a magical one? Because I have like a drum.
Yeah, I can do it with any instrument.
That's all right.
I have a pitcher made of clay. You can blow into it.
That's good.
You see the orc's pupils not dilate. What's it when they go to pinprick? Is that
dilate?
Yeah.
Dilate until they're but a pinprick. And his eyes also take on this odd purplish hue. The orc lowers his weapon and is just like...
past him. It's good, dickheads.
Did you cast confusion or lesser confusion?
Confusion.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, you messed him up for life.
Oh. We've given an orc permanent brain damage. Oh.
That's the best. Oh my god, what a
imagine,
good
imagine, like, his wife and kids are just, like, crying because, what happened to dad? I don't know.
We gotta put him in a... gotta put him in a home. We gotta put... We gotta... I don't... That's what happens. Just people can just do that to you.
Cruel.
What a harsh world we live in. I'd like to try and cure his strength.
Oh, yeah, I thought you were talking about the orc. I'm like, it's not his strength that's gone. It's his
I feel
mind.
Such sympathy for this orc I've damaged.
Womp, womp.
Oh, God.
There's another point of strength. Strength goes down to 16.
Fuck.
Next.
All right. Periwinkle, just same as before.
I'm still bloodlusting, but we're up to another row, aren't we?
Yeah, I think so. We've got two more rows to do.
You can't miss anymore. If you miss, the dragon gets here.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, we're one turn behind the dragon.
All right, you, like, Jeez. At first, your blows were like nothing, 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 nothing. But then you're like bang, 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 bang. You slowly compact your way forward.
Yes. Are they all right, dead?
You're down. Yep. You're good. Another round. Two more rounds until the dragon gets here. Two more waves of orcs to kill.
Oh god.
Oh, we're two. We're through two.
Yeah, we're through two. We got one more wave.
One more wave to go.
Yes.
Then why? Oh, I must have forgotten to count a round for the dragon then, because you're even with the dragon now.
Oh Jesus.
Yeah, because you missed a round, so that makes you even with the dragon.
So we got one more wave of orcs, and then the dragon's behind us.
All right, and some people took disliking to you guys.
Oh no, fuck me.
Well, it's fair. I am just ranting.
But they miss you all.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, good.
Right. Oh, thank God.
One orc charges in towards you, or like a group of orcs charge in towards you guys, but then you hear like bang, 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 like the crack of rifle fire, and they all fall over. Gnomes from the other side of the battlefield formed up into an infantry line and fired, destroying a wave of orcs.
How are we gonna, missing us. How are we going to get out of this? How are we going to... How about the side of the tent?
The tent is on a... Now that you're close, you can tell that the tent is on a slight incline hill, and it's kind of like water to one side, like melee all around. Either go back through the melee or try to get into the water.
Can I get talk to Meat Pie and be like, is there... So what's the best thing around the tent? Is there like a particular area that just goes straight to the water? There's no one there?
Meat Pie will need to get back to you on that.
All right.
It'll take him around to assess the area.
Cool. Bastard.
Fucking Meat Pie. No, I got a lot of time for Meat Pie. it's good people.
All right. Pierce, what do you want to do?
Cure light wounds on old mate here.
Ah!
You recover 5 hit points. 10 hit points.
Hey.
No. 6. Sorry. Wait. 10.
Hey! Oh, roller coaster of emotion.
That
was a journey.
Great. I'm back in like a good territory of health, good. I feel.
27? Not really. 50 points down.
I was 1.
Better than 1, true.
Oh, God.
Ah, you should have spoken to Jack. Jack loves the 1 hit point party.
Wow, yeah. Being a 1 hit point, it's a rush, man.
Well, I have to admit, I was worried I was going to die.
It's so exciting being a 1 hit point because you're like,
go either way.
I'm living on the knife edge, motherfucker. Oh. No, I prefer to be on 0 and staggered. The very first Sandspans game we ever did, I ended up with a spear through my throat. Staggered, and I could only do 1 move at a time. It was just so great to be like, oh god, every move could kill me.
Oh, god.
You can do 2 moves, but if you do both of them, then you go to -1
and
it's
then
your
you're
last
dying.
Action, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. All right. So,
I don't want to try and. Kill
you are him. So tenuously close to the tent. You can see it. You could throw a rock at it from where you are. There's just like a light smattering of orcs still here. Just orcs who have been holding up the back.
Yeah.
Trying to either guide the others or keeping themselves like...
Safe.
Yeah, safe or ready or whatever. Just like the auxiliary orcs, basically, for whatever reason.
Yeah, yeah. Did Zamek get a heal check to fix that strength? Oh,
well, but this is the new turn. So,
oh, okay, yeah,
you,
cool.
You got to heal. He's going to do his heal check. No. Your strength
Jesus.
Goes down to 50.
Fuck.
And you have to batter your way through one last line of orcs. As the dragon has entered the fight. And it is not engaging with anyone, it's just stepping its way forward. In one step, the dragon covers as much distance as you guys did in 4 rounds.
Wow.
Oh, God. Okay.
So, is there a chance we could wait for the dragon to kill these orcs? Or would it kill us?
Kill us.
I think it'd get us.
You're getting weaker. You make no progress.
God.
The dragon...
Wait, did I kill no one?
No one.
Fuck.
The dragon steps over you. Like, everything goes dark. The moon goes out when the dragon's go out. When the dragon's giant paw flies over you guys. Highs or lows?
I'll let you take this one, Samet.
It's all on you, buddy.
Lows.
The dragon steps exactly around you guys.
Oh, my God. We're the cameraman in Godzilla.
The paw comes down, and it's like, you ever seen Buster Keaton go through that window?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Each of the dragon's fingers or like toes or whatever is around you guys. You look at each other from in between the toes. The dragon has crushed the three orcs. You need to get through. That's you can just charge forward now if you will.
Let's charge forward.
Charge forward. Charge forward. We're going to have one round to get that weapon out.
You burst into the tent. A mad, awful fight is happening in front of you. Two dwarves are hanging off this giant orc who's trying to wade his way through gnomes.
Oh, God.
The orc has around... Hang on, let me check.
Adam's taking out a leather-bound tome.
We're in trouble when he's got the leather-bound
tome. Are
we going
to finally learn satanic powers like all of those docos from the 80s promised me we would? We've been doing this for how many years and Adam hasn't let us in?
It's a male orc.
Okay.
And he's wading through gnomes with two dwarves hanging off each arm. In his hand, he has clutched just a leather bag.
Okay.
That... Periwinkle, you do not know magic very well. That's why you're wearing B-arm.
Correct.
What a great line. Leo and Greg Pierce, you both know, or you are able to identify a bag of magical holding when you see one. So this bag, while it is only maybe the size of a small satchel bag, you know that inside it could be the size of a room and could contain any number of massive things.
That's how you get it out. Right.
Of course, that makes sense. Well, fucking idiots. Didn't figure that.
The orc picks up one of the dwarves and crushes a gnome with him.
Right.
All right. Yep.
What would you like to do?
Who's up?
Greg Pierce, we'll say.
Fascinate.
Fascinate. I'll try and grab it.
I'm going to get him to throw it to me.
None of
suggestion.
Them are listening to you. Between the fact that they all consider you hostile, there's a fight happening, and... they're just like, no, Jack.
That's my round.
Fight them.
That's my round, yeah?
But no, actually, they just can't pay attention to you in the middle of a combat.
All right. Oh, so...
The fascinate ability does not work when you're fighting.
Okay, in that case, confusion.
You can only confuse one. Also,
the big orc holding the bag, Adam. Duh!
I feel like the logic is sound.
So, do you have regular confusion or just lesser?
I have regular and lesser.
Oh, you have regular still? What level of spell is that? One?
It's third.
Oh, third. But oh, you haven't used your third.
Right. I have two third level spells. And this is me done for third level spells once I use it.
Boy.
I have...
Well, he fails. The same thing happens. His pupils turn into pinpricks. He gets that vague purple glow behind his eyes.
Uh-huh. I'm gonna grease the floor.
He picks up a gnome and crushes another gnome with it. You think you got one of the attack ones.
Fuck.
Is this regular confusion, though?
Yeah.
Every round, it's a different thing.
Oh, cool.
Round, I reroll.
Cool. Oh, awesome. Well, that's right. He's killing the people that we have to get to.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. It works.
I'll call it as you now.
Can I try to get my own strength back?
Sorry?
Can I try to get my own strength
back? Yeah, you can certainly try.
I'm going to do that, because these guys seem preoccupied with their fighting, so I'm going to try to get my own strength back.
Finally.
Hey!
Oh, thank God.
You are able to... Like,
I'm so sorry, I just don't know what I'm doing.
For some reason, I imagine it just pushing a hernia your back.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure. You're able to, like, push, just force muscle back into you.
Sheer will.
Your strength is still 15, but it'll slowly come back to you over the course of days. Just like Jack's constitution will slowly come back to him.
Yep. Right.
Thanks for nothing, Shadow Boy.
So, can I get to the orc this round?
Can.
Or?
You can, but you're... Well, you gotta like shove past gnomes and climb up him.
Grease the floor.
All right, you want to do that?
Yes.
All right, you cast grease.
Grease the floor. Oh, yeah, what does scatter spray do?
Scatter spray launches small items in you in a burst arc.
Grease the floor.
All right.
Grease the floor.
Meat pie. What's going on?
Dragon. The gnomes, all of them. Fall, topple over, but the orc holds the bag up aloft.
Sorry, I think he's confused. That's babbling.
Yeah. Let's hope so. Unless he comes and attacks me, in which case, shit.
The orc holds the bag aloft so that the dwarf is like hanging in the opposite direction off the other arm. And the orc starts...
Yes!
Oh!
We have one round of this.
Dragon! the tent crunches inwards. You ever seen Melody? Maybe you guys all have, but Handsome Tom, have you ever seen Melody very gingerly and carefully? Yeah, Melody, Zammit Stock. Very gingerly, very carefully take a treat from someone's hand?
Yes.
She does not touch. You will never feel those teeth. She does not touch your fingers. She's just very...
She did it to me the other day.
Yeah, it was cute. In a similar manner, the dragon very carefully grabs all of the orc's arm and tears it off.
No.
Motherfucker.
Right. Boom. All of you. No roll. You're just bowled over when the dragon's mighty wings unfurl and it takes off.
Motherfucker.
Right, yep.
You mean I punched all of those people for nothing.
That's a very typical...
We made. Yep. Killed so many for...
Well, to the sea then.
To the sea. To the sea.
All three of you run past. There's no one blocking your way towards the sea. You just dive into the water off the docks. Oh, do you want to go with Periwinkle?
Yeah, I'm coming with them.
All right.
They're going after the weapon.
Fucking hell.
I get to fight him for it later. I think I might win.
All right. Will Periwinkle fight Piss on their swim back to the city? Find out next time on Jaren's Outpost Hustle, a D&D is for Nerds adventure.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.